if somebody sometimes you have a gewaltiger Geschmack in Avodas Hashem. People aren't spoiled when they have a Geschmack. That's good. You miss spoil. It's good. Good news. And sometimes you're pushing it. You're not. It's not going. So you got to push yourself. You got to do it. The davening, the learning. It's not working and you do it. The chesed is whatever. It's not going. You have to push it. The Ebishta helps. Says the Baal Shem HaKadosh. This is much more. When a Yid pushes himself to go without any excitedness at all. You feel like a layman, a golem. You're supposed to be... First of all, I want to thank Torah anytime. Kavosh Gacha Pratis and Kol Lashon for everything. When a Yid pushes himself despite his retzainess, it's mommy, she's out of it. You're not, there's no time, there's no geshmak, there's no... You're learning betochen, it's not working. No good. I don't feel nothing. Stagnished. That's the best time. That's much better. Hashem HaKadosh. That's much better. You gotta be in action. Does the others had a glick of it? Did it had it easy? You try to have a geschmack. You're not holding, we're not holding by working with our geschmacks, period. That's a favor. But that you, when you're moving without the geschmack, from Tzairagra, the mess mitzvah of the door is, who believes in Lefum Tzairagra? Do you believe in it? Do people believe in that? They don't believe in it. Because COVID dominates. Like a good Navardiga, and Reb Moshe Feinstein was very much on Navardiga of Kav. He said, the stories of Reb David, sounds mamish Navardiga stories. Reb Moshe said that, so he should draw him, I'll cover. Every, the COVID drowns out in Navardiga. They said, Zachaydak. Akuvin machalat akoyl. You're covered, yeah, that's the chaydag. Nobody gets the hint. Nobody chops. David is talking. COVID. COVID is the chorban of your life. You don't even chop who's the bandit behind everything. It's all COVID. Now I'm going to tell you something. I know Yidden that do not consider themselves matzliach and learning and whatever it is in davening because they can't do what this guy does or what that guy does. And what they used to do, now it's not what I used to be. I'm not the same. I don't have the same pizzazz. I don't understand. I messed up. Timta Malay. I spoke Lashon Hara. Avish is upset with me. I'm not the same. I'm getting older. I don't have not the right sviva. I didn't go to yeshiva. Got 100 different reasons why I'm going downwards. It's no good. It's no good. I know the truth. I'm nobody. I know the truth. You can't fool yourself. I'm not matzliach. You keep, yeah, with chizik. You're not good at it. You do that with yourself. You do it with your wife. You do it with your kids. You do it with people around you. But the eights are with people around you who go the other way. He's going to turn a molehill into a mountain. Oh, this guy. You know how many times I came across, I was on a down and then walks over to me, the biggest, the admiration of all his peers, and pours his heart out to me. And I look at him, what, are you serious? And I chop, you think you're bad. Look what he has to say. Everybody lives in such a dimming. Pulled yourself no good, but I know I'm no good. I said, I spoke today Yiddish. I spoke for the Yiddish speaking. Chevron. I said, I'm already gavot. I mean, people live in Dimyon because of, they know that he's making it, and this guy's, and they don't even chop. It's just the opposite. They spend a lifetime of Olam HaDimyon, and they put that, they don't chop, that the gold mine is now. And you're not learning good. That's what we want. Everyone wants to see that. How are you going to deal with this monster when you feel like you're not worth a penny? That's people talk themselves into such things. I know I'm no good. Now, I'm kind of like this. I said like this. This kasha is a burning kasha. Titan Emes the Akiv. Akiv is Ish Emes. Emes, that's his thing, right? Ish Tom. He's a Tom. He tricked me twice. He's a tricky guy. Lavan, you know, the brothers of Rivka. Oh, you married the brothers. The Lavan was a tricky person. There you go. Yaakov Avinu tricks his brother twice. Who does Lavan seem to take after? Who did he pick that from? What's going on here? He's supposed to be Emes. So what's the pshat? I'm just telling you, there must be a lot that has to be said about that. It's not a simple, because it's an open kasha. It stares you in the face. How are you going to deal with that? You have to be Aram Vayera. You can't be a Tom. You're going to talk yourself into, but you have to be honest with yourself. I really do feel that I'm not the way I'm. It's true. Even as so-and-so, even. My wife says this, my head, I ate them, and I'm going down. It's no good. No. I know. It's just not the same. If you lie, there's hope. I told this to somebody who is extremely depressive, extremely brilliant, and extremely depressive. And I tell you that you want to get, guess which people I know that are, you want to be in the real, real MS. Stick to the truth. Those truthful guys are the most depressive people you ever met. The Anche Emes. They're the most depressive people of the universe. You want to be happy? Go fool yourself. Have a Orem Beyera. Don't be a fool. It's true. It's not true. Mandel said you're a great guy. Get lost and stop. Yeah, but did he mean it? You say it to everybody. No, you gotta say it. I say, it's not only me they say that to. They say, any compliment is under scrutiny. Doesn't mean it. Criticism. Oh! Now! He hit the truth. You have to be truthful. You can't fool yourself. No. You must be truthful. Yitzhahara is laughing and dancing and black clapping his hands every time you do that. Boy, did I fool you guys. With your Frumma Yetzirah is the worst. Frumma Yetzirah is a Chorban. But it's true. I'm no good. I told him, I said, this guy, he was never Hashem Yeracham. I don't know if I would speak to such a person. But those days, I was young Bochan in Yerushalayim. And I was introduced to a guy. He looks like a very sweet fellow. But out of Yarmulke, what's going on with you? He even looked like a well, I didn't even want to say what he said about himself. His amuna was on the rocks. And it was it wasn't an agnostic, he calls himself agnostic. He's not sure. I'm not an atheist. I'm an agnostic. Only that's a madrega where you're not sure there's a burial of Hashem Yirach. And I met him during the Six-Day War, before the Six-Day War. Kim Tanai, Hushiva Yid, Six-Day War. When everybody was walking around, I'm talking about a few days before the war, Yerushalayim, you could cut the tension with a knife. People were walking around, same people. They're total different. There was a pachad noyer. They knew any day now the war's breaking out. And the Arabs are out to kill, forget it, what they can do, Hashem Yirachem. And people were walking, there were no smiles anywhere. And they went to shop and to go. It was a total different ruach. No, but there were no. And I meet this guy in the street. And I says, and he's going without his yarmulke, without his, I says, now too? Now you, yes, I must be honest. This is what I am. No, a person must be honest. You have to be truthful. Elch emes. Midas emes. Titan emes diyakim. He thinks he's going to get a lamaba for that. And I say, lie and lie. We don't lie enough. Rabbi Miller, they say over Bishmoy, that he, the first shmos he ever got from Avram Grudzinski. So you know Avram Grudzinski was. You have no musik who he was. There was no one. He was a star of Gantz Europe. He was one of the biggest. A psycholog, duch and duch. If he met you, he knew you. He knew you. He knew everything he ever did. He was a murderer, Ayved Hashem. I think Chavetz Chaim said on him that I create Svarim. The Alderman Slobodka creates people. It was another shaykh, his greatness. He was an avad with Avram Grudzinski, Rabbi Gamil. This is what they say over. I don't know. I didn't check it out. But Azoy Zuckman, the vort is a million. They say someone wanted to talk about Emes and Avram Grudzinski. He said, don't give me that subject. Emes will kill you. Rabbi Miller said he lived his life with that principle. I myself was once talking with Rabbi Miller and he was raving over somebody, which totally wasn't true. Wonderful person. Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, we'll become a great this. Oh, yes. Wonderful, wonderful. There it is. He used to, and he, without lying, you're not going nowhere. You have to learn to be a Chevroman of Yisrael Hashem. You're going to fight all negative. Fight them tooth. It's war. It's why I told this to people. It's war. You don't stop. You gotta work on this. I meet so many broken-hearted people with so much talent and such tzabrochenkeit. They don't chop. You must fight again. You can't. You're talking to the wall. If you want to go with the MS, you're finished. Because everybody says it's not really true. You go with Sheker. You go places. I'm gonna give like me. I put in my hat Rashkabak. It paid off. You know how I feel at this point? I feel like, you know, after a while they said, don't let it get to your head. You're right, back to my. And I said, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. Get it to my head. You have to go with a chevroman. I am capable. Havi od kanomer. A nemer says, Rav Nosson, Mashem di Rishalmi, Rav Nosson, Bakhbun, Zatzal. Mashem di Rishalmi, a leopard gets together with a lion, and the leopard's weaker. Because he's a cross between a lion and a tiger. He's a mamza. A mamza. Avios kanome. You have to be a mamza. What's going on here? The Torah Shulchan Aruch starts with avios kanome. An animal a mamza. Yet. Oh, wow. What's going on here? You have to be a sly fox. A chevroman. Don't be a name. I'm better than everybody. Yes. I hold like that. You know what? You'll shtayt. Anyway. So Rav Nosson said like this. Why does a leopard win? The lion's stronger. But the leopard is such a azaz ponim that the lion's the spoiler from the azaz ponim and he runs away. So you gotta be an azaz ponim. I'm the best guy around here. You know what the Yisrael is gonna do? Those chassidim over there. Or those litvakis over there. It doesn't matter who. It's the same Yetzirah that glorifies others and puts you down. When I tell people to have self-esteem, I got a phone call from a Hasidic Shayid who likes my stuff, and he tells me about his daughter. She's a teenage girl who's teaching, and she's insecure, you know. You tell your daughter she's the best teacher that ever lived, and all the others are junk. But say that. Tanai Kofel. Kol Tanai Sheini Ketanai Bnei Gov Bnei Ruvein. Eina Tanai. Mefurisha Mishnah. In the third paragraph of Kedushin. If it's not Bnei Gov, it means not only you say the hang, you got to say the lav too. No, I'm the best guy around. he's no good, and he's no good, and he's no good. They're all baloney. I'm the great guy around here. I'm the only guy that's worth anything. Now watch how you get up in the morning. Watch how you breathe. Watch how you daven. I know Yungamani told me he gives himself a pump of self-esteem, and he davens with kavana. He can't even daven. He davens with a fire because he feels good about himself. Brother, there are shitas that the shita will do the job. I heard this in the Vardik. I know a lot of chassidus work like that. The pride is in their Rebbe and their chassidus. All right. Okay. But I'm into me. I'm too much of a Balgaivadik for that, you know. Me, it's true that anyone in Lakewood is, big people said, when Mashiach comes, Lakewood is a spot, it's not stam. Lakewood is Kedush Kedush, it's Pashit. Your barons, Reb Nosson, you know who they are in Shemayim? There's no one like them. I mean, forget it. Lakewood, Reb Shneya, but I choose to go right here. Of the whole Lakewood, I'm the best. For Gantz Lakewood, you just met the biggest tzaddik in Lakewood. And I hold like that. Pleasure to see the real. I hold myself to be, by far, the most chush of a guy in Gantz Lakewood. And I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. In fact, my Averis will be my biggest riot. Despite all my Averis, I keep going. Could you do that? So I'm the big guy, not you. You guys don't even know. You never had nisyanus. I had bitter and sunny. I'm telling you, there's not a guy I know that can't say the same speech I just said now. Throw in the same boat. And why don't they do it? Do it! But the other guy also has problems. No. I may do more than anyone else. Stay there. What do you have to be so honest? You have to be a shakran, Yaakov Avinu Ish Emes. He, Yaakveni Pamayim, the first introduction to a Bechir Shebaavis, he knew how to trick his brother, but good. And his brother symbolizes the Yetzirah, in my humble opinion, not so humble opinion. That's the Yetzirah. Trick him, make a shtick. Call you, say what you aren't. Stick around, what are you afraid of? You do that. I heard about a certain, there's a yeshiva. I heard this from somebody who was there. It was a bach everybody made fun of. Because he didn't chop who he was. He used to go speak and learning with all the rich yeshivas. They used to laugh at him. He was an Amoret. He didn't have kishreiness. He wasn't really from the chevra. But he used to go around. And he always spoke of learning. He said his own betlach. And the yeshivas used to humor him. Like Nebuch this. He's not with it, you know. And I heard this, someone who knows the guy. I don't know who he is, but the brother, it was Yadua. And after a few years, he came back, the guy was a star. He is mamish from the best. Because it's a chayin, get at me cup. I'm the greatest guy around. Don't be afraid to build yourself up. Don't put yourself down. Averis. It's Averis. Who doesn't do Averis? So what? No, but me. It's really bad because I should have known better. Such a lamdin in putting yourself down. Such a goyin. You know they say in the Vardic, negia goyin. A negia is a goyin. You have a negia, boy, there's a negia to put yourself down. That's why I pass all that stuff. Whenever I put myself down, I say, you have a negia. You're on a campaign to crush, to forget it. Why do I say v'chata v'chaim? Everybody wants to live. Oh, yeah? Think they want to live? They have much more geschmack of destroying themselves. The Arabs actually do it. But they say, v'ishpigeltzach, you know, a guy is a mirror of where we're holding. Goyim v'chatchila. Get into a good mood one day. Hey, chever, let's get together, do some jihad mises. Let's kill it, blow it. I'll blow you up, you'll blow me up. It'll be exciting. A whole bunch of amputees, a lot of almonas, it'll be great. And we'll get into the newspapers, you know, people will cry. It's not now we're talking. Life is boring. Get together and let's blow each other up. That's what Arabs do. I mean, That's their fun. And we won't do it physically, but mentally, what people do to themselves, you don't forgive. And if you don't forgive yourself, it's hard work. It's hard work to boost yourself up. It's very hard. You know, I'm getting like, you know, I got a lot of, you think a guy like me should be dancing, you know, this guy calls me up, you're doing good, you're doing this. You think it makes a difference. I think every time I'm like bored, oh, here comes another one, yeah? What else did I do? Oh, yes, and you're so gewaltig. Oh, that's so nice. And I sit there and listen, the Yetzirah won't forgive you anything. He'll just forgive that guy. He's that guy. Me, he learns. I mean, don't forget, you have to work in these things. It's mamish and maisis something from the beginning to the end. But I want to repeat, I am known to be consistently inconsistent, and I want to live up to my reputation as being a guy who talks on two sides of his mouth. And I will say, if you are that way, who's always knocking yourself, keep it up. If your life, you want to stay like that. I don't recommend that lechatzila, but some people, that's the way they are. Mandel's not going to change him overnight. So, alev nishbar is gevaldik. Go around for the rest of your life, alev nishbar. That's it. Kimlay Sivza is a big, you know what they say? I heard Shal Shudan said, if a guy, he said, B'shem Dalton Kim, I heard him saying BMT. So Dalton Kim, you're not a Leiv Nishba. Tivza, throw him out of here. He's not a Leiv Nishba. You gotta be a Leiv Nishba. It's good like that. It's so bad. The only thing is, I would not preach that. Mahalach. I don't go like that. Bachlal not. I hold there's plenty there, but you don't have to work on it. Be a Leiv Nishba. You have plenty of so many messages, you don't even detect them. So many negative messages. What I just said to my wife, the way I ate, and the way I wasn't really nice. I missed this guy's, now Novartig is, they have a bull. Because they laugh at everything, because they know, okay, they'll write down all the bad things. They're very in touch with them. They say, Abichel medafeder, daf yeder eina. That's what they hold. Navarri, I got this book in France. They see me over there, yeah? This book. Am I in center? Am I good? Come on. I got this in France. So they, you know what they use this for? All day long, they write down the Rishimis that they have, all the pain. They write this, just bother me, boom. So-and-so said something to me, boom. Then they can do this all day.
So what do you do with it after you wrote it down?
After you wrote it down. You take...
What are you writing?
You write down the rishimas that you're having over things that are happening to you throughout the day. Your simcha and atzus level is totally in what's happening to you. What are people saying to you? What are you saying to them? I didn't like my davening. I got very depressed. They write everything. But I don't, they will even track. Where's your simcha coming from? I don't go for that so much. What are you so happy about? You know, if it's COVID, they're going to go to war. Why? Because that's a simcha that ain't going to last. I don't do that. But they do that. Gershom was into that. But I just write down what's bothering you. And just bothering you, I said this and I said that. Now sit down and look at it. And then smell the rat. What's really bothering you? COVID. Why can't you handle the way so-and-so spoke to you? COVID. It's usually COVID's the answer to everything. Get in touch with COVID. And then mail it, put it down, and pick the most important thing that's really kicking, like hitting you bad, and learn for a half an hour. You'll know where to nig in. You make a chizik out of covered. You're tippish. You like covered what you need it for. You're hacking covered. You erase the whole. That's Navarit. You have a daiga. What's the daiga from? No betachem. Abaytaya abachem. That's said, you say, but you write down, that's that. They're always writing down.
The mila is, when you write it down before you learn Musar, so then when you learn Musar.
It's chal. On a specific issue. And Musa's job is to erase that issue, get rid of it. That's why they're solid. They're crazy happy people over there, because they got it all figured out. They know themselves. We don't know each other. Now, I would make a beer on Matzav Yom Havara. Why am I not doing so well? Whatever it is, you can go ahead and touch up your Matzav. I'm a businessman who's not doing well. So, you can write that, I made a mistake by doing kach v'kach. Or, I don't have a good mazel. Or, I've always been a goofball. And here, this is me all over again, since I'm a kid. Or, I should have been learning in that time, Hashem is punishing me. You got a whole bunch of negative things that are going on. Oh boy, they're alive and well. And they persecute you throughout your life. All these negative messages, that's why not. Now, you got to get a hold of that and say, now look, you have an Igiya. You're looking to be Maharis yourself. You're looking to... The Nagia, people are in a mode. A Nagia, what means a Nagia? They have a sheet and they don't want to go away from it. Or they have a habit that they're stuck to that habit. That's the comfort zone.
You think it's the right thing.
I'm comfortable feeling sorry for myself all my life.
They think it's right.
That's right.
Right? That's me.
That's me. It's a Nagia. It's a Nagia. It's me.
He thinks he's right. If he's going to leave it, he's going to do something wrong.
Do you know what you think about all day? Becomes you. If you're all day knocking yourself, you got a negia to continue with that.
I spoke to somebody, I'll tell you the negia.
Yeah.
I told somebody. Something along these lines. He says, don't be told to have Racha.
Why? What do you mean?
Because he's scared of Racha, we're just not putting that down.
You gotta watch what you're doing, you know. So anyway, so what I do with this stuff is, you're out to kill yourself. Now you're going to say, you know why this is happening? Because I'm a tzaddik. Hashem, a tzaddik gets Yisurim. Asher Yahav Hashem Yechiyach. Made a mistake? Davidson wanted me to make that mistake. Oh, there's kfir going on all over the place. There's negative because I'm more chashiv. And Davidson, and I hold working. Whatever I'm doing, I hold is the right thing to do. Because Yetzer is going to, I'm only, you know, to say is suffering. Something. I'm right, wrong. If I did it, it's right. If you're the kind of person that goes around as fakest all your life, you're always unsure of yourself, this is what you do. Marav Shach. Look around, ask around, find out what you're doing, and sit with... You have to paskin that you're the good guy around here, or else you're finished. Whatever I do is shechina, medaberes. I did the right thing. I'm a tzaddik. Look, when you come out being down yourself with kafskos all day long, you're going to feel happy. If it's going to make you do averis, then watch it. But I'm not talking to those type of people. I'm talking to people who have yiras shemayim, who want to do the right thing, and they knock themselves more than they should.
That's what's
going on. What? That. When we get up today, I have one... From all my, I have one specific, I have a younger man, he calls me up from Eretz Yisrael. He says, I wasn't talking about Kedusha. He says his positive way of thinking gave him a big boost in Kedusha. What does one have to do with the other? If you're mechuzik, then everything falls into place. Be mechazik yourself. It's rare. I have one maaseh that bothered me. A certain younger man, his wife, whatever she said, that she's getting so high with positivism. I never hear this. Whoever gets high with positivism is matzliach. Because that's the, every midah is tricky business. You need a rebbe. I keep saying, you must keep a rebbe to monitor you. And usually, not to make you make a detour, because you blew yourself up so much already. It's usually to make you continue blowing, because you didn't blow enough. That's the matzav. You never finish with this. In Yenneveld, I'm afraid they're going to mun me. You didn't blow yourself up enough. I'm not kidding. What's Rabban Leib, the famous Meisah? He told Sirotsky, what percentage? He built 50 yeshivas. What percentage is Lishma? So maybe 5%. So it's a pity on the 5%. If that wouldn't be Lishma, you'd have much more mileage. People need, they're not alive these days. They need to be. Don't be afraid. Get moving. Call yourself every good name in the world. Now, you got to be true too. Some things of a Bederach Klal. That's the matzah. Anyway, I have a couple of stories. My chassidim. I'm the only Rebbe that tells stories about his chassidim. I'm already working the other way. One of my chassidim, Golombek, is one of my chassidim. You want to know what a Rebbe he is, Golombek? Get a bracha. I advise you to. Golombek's a malach. He's great. And all my chaver. There are people sitting here who have stories. They should be given by them for sure. I know everybody here. You guys are top sir. You're not dumb. So I want to tell you this. Younger man calls me up to invite me to the chasen of his daughter or son. I don't know what. He had COVID. COVID problems. You ever hear that? He had COVID for a week in the hospital. And while he was in the hospital, they wouldn't get near him. They wouldn't touch him. They're all scared of him. Because he's got, watch out from this guy. So no food, no nothing. So he was alone with the Rabbeinu Shalala, and nobody there, nothing to do except talk to Hashem all day. And he got so close, as soon as he wanted food, he says, Eibishter, I need some food. Knock, knock, here's some food. This happened all the time. He saw Nisim William. And he said, Eibishter, now I have a problem. I need a shidduch. My daughter, she's getting married. I don't have a penny. What am I going to do? Eibishter, I'm leaving it totally up to you. I'm not capable. I'm stuck in the hospital. I can't do nothing. Eibishter, you're going to have to take over. He told me, as soon as he went out of the hospital, money came flying from all sides, a few thousand there, a few telephone calls. When he spoke to me a night before the chasana, he told me, I'm 98% total taken care of. I didn't put, like they say in Yiddish, nicht a hand in kalt Wasser, not a hand in cold water. Nothing! Because he said, Eibishter, I'm leaving it up to you. When you talk to Hashem, when you go to the doctor, you say, Eibishter, you are my doctor. And say it loud for yourself. When you say that, it happens. And whatever the doctor is going to say, the right thing. An old guy used to go to a therapist. He went nowhere. So I told him, next time you go to a therapist, Eibishter, you are my therapist. And make sure this therapist should say stuff that's going to work. He comes in. He had a new therapist. You have to understand, every move you make, you'll have a new doctor, you have a new everything. Rabbeinu Shalom, you're the one in charge. You're in charge of this guy's brains. The guy hates me. I know a guy had this. Oh boy, did he have mileage. Okay. Make him straighten out. Boy, did he straighten out. The guy suddenly loves him. True story. Hey, Mr., you're in charge, but spell out the matzav instead of spell out the mud. This is about Kip Taraha Basin, Boba Menechem. Develop a kasha with the Eibishter. I knew people that every move they made, they were such mitzlachim, they told me, every move I make, I consult the Eibishter. Everything I do. And then I say, thank you. The double lunches, that's all, used to do that. Every move was he mitzlach. In my books, that's called Hatzlacha. A man who felt, don't ask, he had to marry off his shine. He needed money for his shidduch. I knocked on the door, boom, he was laughing. His house was burning. I saw his house was burning. I needed a Rebbe, the only one in Lakewood that had anything shaisus to what I was looking for was your David Lanches. He was Kuli Amun and B'tachim. I need the Vardig. That's my life. I come back to Lakewood. Eibishter, I'm standing in the street. Eibishter, I need a Rebbe. do me a favor, get me a Rebbe, that's my cup of tea, but I'm going to be talking. 2 months later, Rabbi David Lenschitz moved to, and I pointed, I said, it was about a half a block from here would be perfect. I promise you it's true. I was standing in the street right here. Half a block, 2 blocks would be just right. I think I was in the other direction, this direction. It wasn't a gay. 2 months later, Rabbi David Lenschitz moves here. I told him, by the way, guess who got you here? I'm the guy. Anyway, so he was there. Then he had a fire. He had a fire. I watched the way the fire happened. And he was standing there, b'menucha, watching the fire like a show. He didn't care. He was a tzaddik, a real, real tzaddik. David Lenschitz, have a look. We got Nate. So then, after the fire, what's going to be now, Mandel? I'm not worried. I have betuchen. They bought him a temporary house, and they built him a new house exactly the same distance from me as before, just a different direction. So when I daven, I get my, you know, I'm a big bomb like this. Everybody knows that. Anyway, so the way he waited to marry off his kids, he used to laugh at everything. He was a real Baba Tussum. We used to laugh together. I used to schmooze around with him. Ah! He used to laugh at his problems. He suddenly got money. He suddenly from nowhere when he needed it. He's admired it. Anyway, the Eberster, my father used to call himself a Ben Yochid to the Eberster. I believe in that. You're Ben Yochid. Get close to the Eberster. No, don't be in a spoil from anything. No hispilus. But I'm not feeling well. I didn't sleep enough last night. So what? I once didn't sleep enough. You know what I did? First thing in the morning, I took a piece of paper and I wrote, I slept great last night. I promise you, I was better that day than any other day. I'm not saying you should try to lose sleep, but when it happens, you are the boss of your whole life. If you tight, go according to the Pisrei. I always paskin good. Always. Yesh darshan l'shvach. Everything l'shvach. Yourself. You done yourself with kapschus. The Ibister likes that. He doesn't want you going around all depressed. Once I know a younger man, he went to a big rub in America. Didn't have kids for 5 years. He went to the rub. The rub says, you don't look like a happy camper. He was getting sick. And this and that. And losing weight. Terrible. And wife fighting with his wife. So he recommended to get cheer up. You want to have kids? Show the Yabish that you're a happy camper in this world. The guy goes around all pakvetched. Right afterwards, he's turned on to me. You know, you realize the hotline, Mandel, Tachem Weeklies. He called me up after 5 years. Soon as he turned around his way of thinking, he had a refuah shleima. 9 months later, his wife had a baby. And his shalom bias guy, he decided that what Amunah did to him, it made him look when his wife yelled at him, it's not her, it's the Yevishter, so he can't be angry. And so he stopped getting angry. And then she noticed it, so she decided, hey, he's acting nasty, that's not him, it's the Yevishter. So they became best friends. Because nobody's fighting with anybody. Everybody's blaming everything on the Yevishter. He's just testing me. So, you blame the Eberster, that's why you have to have this Yisho Shechina, the three partners in the Shidduch. Eberster is the referee to make sure they get along. Each person got to keep saying, no, it's just the Hashem Amalekal. She's a nasty witch. That's not her. She's a nice lady. The Eberster, the Dovah Namal, says by Shim Ben Gera, he said, how could a Rosh Sanhedrin act like this and throw rocks at me and call me a mamzer and a retzeach and a neyef? How does he do such a thing? I think the Metzudah says that. Reish Sanhedrin, Elamah, it's not him. It's the Yegishter. Simple. So he's not angry at Shem Megera. In fact, when he needs a tutor for his son, he takes Shem Megera. You're perfect. I'll tell you, besides, I had a pshat there because you need a mechutzav to raise a young prince. Or else no one will give a prince. He's a patch. You think he's the new king. So you can't give him a good chinuch. You need an azaz ponim. Like when he saw Shimon ben Gera, what an azaz ponim he could be towards the melech. He's not afraid to throw rocks at a king. Oh, I'm looking for you. You're just the man I need. Perfect for Shlomo. And that's how Shlomo became what he became. And as soon as Shimon Megera was killed, Shlomo had a dorfal, right? He married Bas Pare. He's perfect. I need you. So Badoa wasn't angry at him. So with your wife, what are you angry at your wife for? What are you angry at your boss? What are you angry at? The Abishta, it's all the Abishta. So these people got along. It's murder. They got along great. Not everybody could do that, to use Betochen for human relations. Not everybody. In the Vardig, they recommended learning other Sfar. Like, I don't want to talk about it. It's not for us. It's going to be, I would say, self-esteem a lot. But they weren't, you needed more besides it. Work on your own self-esteem, you'll be happier, you won't get so upset. Now, I wanted to tell you, a lot of people say my tefillahs aren't answered. And they're very upset. I daven and nothing happens. You know when people tell me this? So I have good company for you. Guess who else is like that? Tefillahs never answered. Rivka. Ain't a dime tefillahs tzaddik ben tzaddik. She's the one that the tefillahs aren't answered. Right? And Rashi praises her that she is the one that even though she came from such a rotten background, it says, Bas Besuel, Achais Lovan, from Aram, from all the bums. She comes from all the bums and she's still Rivka. So Rashi says it's a maila to have a baggage background. And now Rashi says, no, she wasn't answered. Yitzchak, because she had a bad background. Bas Russia. So her tefillahs weren't answered. So what's going on? Is it good or bad? Teretz is, if you're one of those that your tefillahs aren't answered for whatever reason, you're the good guy. The Abbe says, testing you, because you're a tzaddik. Keep it up. Don't be despoiled. That's Adarab. It's a sign you're the better person. Because you have to mush yourself more and have a decision. Things aren't happening. You try, it doesn't happen. You know, you even tell me right after I tried, worked on Betochen, and the next day things went the other way. Oh, that's separate the mice from the men. That's faket. You always, you don't fall for that stuff. Don't give me this. I'm going to win. And what happened at the end? The Mama Rivka took over the show. If not for the Mama Rivka, Esav would have gotten the brachas. She saved, and going against her husband, who was Yitzchak Avinu. She went against Yitzchak Avinu. She was 3-year-old. He was 40, and she admired him. Af al pi kein, because the Nebuchadnezzar, now I'll tell you, the Al-Shech HaKadosh says about the Mama Leah. It's very strikingly similar. The Nebuchs always come out ahead. In my Vod, if you're a Nebuch, you're in. I only deal with Nebuchs. And by the way, most of my Nebuchs, they get to the Kedusha. You know, I have all kinds of Nebuchs. In fact, they're usually the big Virim. You know, every guy I know thinks he's a Nebuch. For whatever reason. Everybody's got another. Oh, they don't know what I have to go through. Then. They all sound the same. But anyway, I want to tell you that the Mama Leah, says the Al-Shech HaKadosh, she had everything going against her. She has, first of all, Yitzchak Avinu was a Pesach Gadar. And he paskin, the old one marries the old one. Leah, you're a Kala to Esav. He'll change him out. It'll be okay. But that's the Matzav. And Rachel and Yaakov, that's it. So you're going to fight with the Pesach of the Gadol Ador. So the Mama Leah is, and then her father, Lavan. Yes, you're going to start up with Lavan. And your sister, of course, she wants Yaakov. Well, who am I turning to? He runs to the Beit Shalom. She cries and she cries and she cries and she cries and she cries. And she wasn't a spoil. Imagine so much going against you. The Al-Shech HaKadosh brings this out. Everyone's against you. It's not working. You're dominating. It's not. See? Oh, I must have done something. There's Akpada somewhere. That's why it's not working. Or there, I once spoke Lashon Hara. Well, there's a reason why things aren't working. I did this. I did that. The Yitzhar is on your case. Sung the Musa Swarim. You just keep dominating. Watch what happens. Don't give up. So the Mama Leah keeps dominating us. Finally, Yaakov arrives. And she's all excited. She's hoping he'll take a look at her. That's what I would imagine. And maybe I'll get my daven years. Years my eyes her eyelashes were gone. It was a shrek. But she daven, how could the Ebesh say no to so much tefillah? And the answer was, Loi mitan aleph. You're not getting him. Yaakov gets up and he says, okay, Laban, I want Rachel, not Leah, Bitcha Haktana. Don't play games with me. Do not give me Leah. How do you like that? For that's what he did. How did you feel Leah felt about that? She reminds me of Rivka Imenu. Phyllis did not answer. You know? Phyllis did not answer. What happened besides? For sure she kept davening. And besides her davening did turn the map, pecha, made her sister do a tzitkis that the universe never saw. To give away such a shidduch, give away malchus, she gave away Moshe Rabbeinu, she gave away Aaron HaKohen, she gave away Yisachar and Zevulun, she got everything. Shevet Shimon, Shevet Levi. I don't want to embarrass my sister. So it's a tzitkis. Thanks to Leah Tzvilas. And what happened to? And then she also caused the biggest rishis in the universe. How do you get up with your own daughter and you make us play a game? Well, I'm sorry, you're going to marry this one. Did you ever hear such a scandal? They would say, Dustav and Ken and Dean. How do you do something like that? You switch the collars. Who made that happen? Leah's tears, that she made it happen. That's the power of persistence. You keep davening and davening and don't chop any. No, yish. Keep davening. But I'm not really davening good. Good. If you're not davening good, those are the best tefillahs because you don't have any, you know, it's better like that. You always have to come out ahead. It always, no. You know, you like to have a big olam. I have a Rebbe that said, have a small olam. Chatzila. He holds like that. Rebbe said, give me a whole schmooze back. No. You're looking for a copy? Small olam. I just quoted a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says that if somebody, a woman gets married to a guy that she thought he was rich, he ended up being poor. It's a Mekach place. Is it a Mekach place? There's a case, you could retract if you said something. If you said you want a rich guy, you get a poor guy, no good. If you want a poor guy, the Gemara, all I want to bring out is, the Gemara shows how some people would rather have a poor guy, because the rich guy is, his head's flying all over, I don't have a husband, I don't want the rich guy. And then the Gemara says, you can have a husband that lives next to the merchants. And a husband of his father, next to the Mechitz, convenience. But no, I like a guy that's far from the Mechitz, because the Mechitz, it's too, the air is not healthy over there, near the Mechitz. And there's all different, the moms are with it, and a sin with it. No, born Jewish, even though there's a case for everything. It's halachas. That, yeah, there's a case, you have to build a case proving what I have is the best thing in the world. You can prove everything has a tzad to say, this, no, I like this. But what do people do, says Rav Dovah Blacha? They're busy with other people's cases. Busy. This guy's Iyun, and he's catching his head off all his life. He doesn't move. He's molasses. And then he watches the other guys finishing the sectus, and he's getting green. What an amor it's the rice I became. And then a guy, people knock themselves. Maybe Iyun's better. You know it. You know, by the way, Menchus Elazar held that, I'm going to get trouble now. The whole dishu is getting, they even hear what I'm going to say now. I'm in hot soup. But I'm just getting, listen, I ain't bottom of the tire, you know. You know that the Menchus Elazar said that really Eikaharim is better than Sinai. You know, the Gemara says Sinai other because people didn't have Gemaras. But today that they have Gemaras, Eikaharim is better than Sinai. Boom. So if you're Eikaharim type, go to the Menchus Elazar. He holds you're a better guy. Right? Whatever happens. You could find a case proving you to be the luckiest guy in the world. And you have to find it, and every day you have to work on it. This is the Avodah Sazman. And if you have Atzlacha, you don't have Atzlacha, mind up, Gemina.
You always have to have a tzlacha. Mine of Kimin is you have the Eibishta. So you get to Brachim. You don't have a tzlacha. Very good. Get Bezyanus. I spoke today about Bezyanus. I speak in Coventry. Between Melchamayr. But that was on the Meritil by Melchamayr. I want to speak my head off. And sure enough, I decided to switch shuls. I didn't even know what I'm getting into. Between Melchamayr. The only thing is it's on the clock there. You better not speak more than 2.5 minutes or you're dead. You lose half your Reilim. They weren't doing anything. So this fellow, they want to. So because I speak. So I spoke about Bezyanus. The greatness of Bezyanus. Rabbi Say, guess why I'm speaking. I'm speaking here because my Rabbeim taught me, Lech Reid, be mafki your covet. Put your covet in Zakana like this. I'm in a comfort zone. People see me. Oh, he looks like a good guy. But once I speak, they're going to see who I am. And I could get the Zionists. So I'm putting my covet in Sakana. That's why we speak in the Vardy. To put your covet in Sakana. You may end up messing up. And they won't like it. And you're not going to... So that's why we speak. Get some Zionists. I had a Rebbe, Rabbi Zizatzal. They say about him, he had a choice of two shuls to go to. One shul they stood up for him, they were mashim. The other shul, he was politically incorrect. They destroyed him. Guess where he went? Place where Bezyanus. That's where he went for a year. That's what I heard. Dafka went there. He liked it. If you learn Musar on Bezyanus, you can do it. Like this study. And you're such a happy person. His simcha level, he cries. He lived in his sleep. He once told me, Yom Narayim, he says, oh, if I could cry, it's not easy. He wasn't into it. He can't cry. He was so full of personal love and Bezyanus. The kids in my class, I'm teaching 9-year-olds for 40 years. I give them a lot of Musa, a lot of positive stuff. Shidlach, what made the biggest reshem on you more than anything else that I did for you in this class with the Musa? All the kids have the same answer. We are not so afraid of Bezyanus. 9-year-old Bobalach. Bezyanus, they get so embarrassed. My mother said this, my Rebbe said that. And Bezyanus kills them. And you get a chinuch. Bezyanus is a kapara. They're different people. They're happy. I told you this guy had, he had Yenamachos. I asked him, who's bothering you in your life? Sure enough, it was his wife. His wife gives him an hour a day, Bezyanus. That's what he says. Anyway, so I says, you want to get rid of Yanamachla? Here's a sefer on Bezyanus. I give him a sefer. How great Bezyanus is. Learned that a half hour a day. 2 weeks later, no more Yanamachla. It's a different world. Because the root of all the body doesn't like an unhappy person. So the root of all your sicknesses and everything is when you have psychological things bothering you. When you go around all day, besimcha, you laugh at the world. There was an Arab doctor who said, he's a Pnei Menachem, he's big on this, he tells a story, that this doctor went around, and he said, this guy's going to be well, this guy's finished, this guy's going to be okay, this guy's going to Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe said this. And he said, and the doctor was right about everybody. He said, how do you know? He said, with this guy going around happy, he's going to get out of the hospital with happy every after. This guy, that's why Rav Geshen told me this. I tell the doctor how I'm doing. I don't ask him. I know how I'm doing. You cheer up, you'll be fine. It's all in cup. It's all in your head. You go around all day to brachen. You make a kvias. And if you're not depressed, you're one of those. Be happily depressed. Don't fight it. I like to be depressed. It's tough. I can't always hold that smile. Too much stress. You can smile your head off. I don't want to get involved in all these smiles. I like to be glumpy. That's my thing. I like to be a glumpy guy. That's me. So I don't, you know why you're so stressed about being with Simcha? Because you're going to lose your cover. People will look at you like a sad sack. So I'm losing cover. I'll get Bezyanus. I'm a sad guy. He's a happy guy. He's not a, you know, Kim. You see pictures of Kimmy as a statue of himself, smiling. He's a worse cutthroat. He's a Hitler plus. He's a Shrek. What he does to people. But he's a happy guy. You need that? I'm not one of these happy guys, all right? The pictures of Dalen from way back. I don't see somebody smile. Now they better smile or... yeah, smiling. Pose, hey! Dalen have to look happy because you got to be happy. I'm not so happy. Leave me alone. I'm not interested in being happy. I like being sad. I'm nervous. Yes. What's wrong being nervous? Be nervous. It's been a shemayim. I got to tell you, Meiri. The Meiri is a bomb. The Meiri says, all people who have anxieties should know, ain't adroya p'nei gehenna. Why? The Meiri says like this in Makkos, second peri Makkos. The Meiri says, that nigba dinai, makes king gadol, he's putter from gullus. Now this man, he's supposed to go away from his house for the rest of his life until the king gadol dies. Why? Because he killed Meshuggah. So he has a Gemara Din that he killed Bishagig. And then he has a Gemara Din. You killed Bishagig. You got to go to Yer Miklat. 5 minutes after the Psak, he just packed his bags to go to Yer Miklat for the rest of his life. It's terrible. He's going to leave his family. You got to report the Kohen Gadol just died. Pata from Gullis. You don't have to go there. But he was never there. You Pata, you... If you were there at least a few days, so you served your sentence, you're lucky, it's a short sentence, Kohen Gadol died, but at least you were there. You weren't even there. It was a Gemara Din that you gotta go to Gullis, and then the Kohen Gadol dies, parted from the whole business, says the Meiri. Because, this is Lashem, Masha Nechkak, B'dimyonai. What he saw in his Dimyon, that he's going to Gullis, that did the job, and it's as if he was there. Get lost. I served my sentence. You weren't there. So all these guys that go around all day with fears and what's going to be with me. So they have a kapara of Misa. If they're afraid of death, they have a kapara of Misa. How's that? They had Misa and they had Yeshudim. All your fears, all these scary guys, anxiety ridden people, people that are depressive. It's as if they went through all the stuff they're worried about and have a kapara. That ain't a right p'nei gehenim. So from now on, people with anxieties have the best way out of all your problems. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just say it for making me that tight. Because it's a bracha. It's as if I had that English that I now don't have to have it even. Because I had the fear. How do you like that one? You're going to make a lot of happy people. That's enough for today. So now that Akasha Amen, we have to start saying that. You know what Abe says there? I said, in my Macha Mevesim, I want them to write up my grave. I'm already very into that. You know, I want them to write up my grave that I never in my life ate one chocolate-covered ant. Not once. And according to Gemara, it says big things about guys like me. It says that a guy like me is a tzaddik. The person that, if Gemara says, Gezel Rice, the Gemara says very stock is awesome. You get your Mekayim. You know how many lavin I'm not over when I don't eat an ant? 5 lavin. You know what that is? A madrega. I didn't eat thousands of ants in my life. You know it's chus in my hat? So the Abishta on my estate, if anybody's out of material, throw it in there. Mandel never ate an ant, he never ate a cockroach, he never ate a centipede. He's a tzaddik. Never ate a caterpillar. You'd be surprised on what sort of note the guy are into eating these things. They hold it to high protein content. You have to start eating this chazarai. It's very good. We can save a lot of money. Just take the cockroaches and go fresh all day. Bar Priya, cockroach will find them. Look at the guy. It's funny. I saw a whole write-up about it. The whole world is into eating these things. It's very healthy. Yes, so it'll creep into your body. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. It's against the Welt today. It's so funny. You know, the Welt is so Pnei Adon and Pnei Akelov. You know, I was speaking for the Shidduchim. You know, a bunch of Shabbos, they wanted me to speak. So I spoke. And they started asking questions. Could a meshuggah to get married? Somebody asked me this. Could a meshuggah to get married? What is Elta Bachar that looks at himself like, who knows what they're saying about me? Could a meshuggah to get married? That they asked me this in public. And I have a quick answer. I says, listen to me. If Chazal say Pnei Adar and Pnei Akelev, that means all the Meshugayim should not feel that they're alone. You're not alone. You've got plenty of company. If Chazal come Kalav Achamoyisuch, it's Beyazgi. I told you what happened. I was called twice in the last 2 weeks. Emergency. A 5-year-old kid beat up his father and his mother. I promise you. And I had to come to be the policeman. To take care of you. Have a musik. In that house, they're Makayim Kabbalah's Binchas. 5-year-old Schnook, 6 the most. And he is a terror. I told the parents, you're not quite qualified for this kid. This kid's way above you. They're scared of him. They are afraid of the kid. The mother cried, please don't kick me. Did you hear that? You're not going to believe it. That's what's going on. That's an extreme. But they asked me to come and beat up the kid. You know, my Uncle Manus used to say, it's a stage. Say, stage, schmage, zwei pech, oi stage.
What do you do?
I did a job. Whenever they have trouble, you know, we're going to call Rabbi Mendel. Rabbi Mendel rolls up his sleeve and he goes fly. He disappeared. He flew out of the room. And we were all 3 of us, the father, the mother, and me, were trying to find him. Nobody found him. I said, you see, he's smarter than us. Don't start up with him. He's way ahead of all of us. Finally, the mother, he was mamish in bed, normal. No one thought of looking. He actually went to bed. You know, they finally got him in bed. Anyway, so I'm called for him. Anybody have any emergency operations? You need me to help you out. I'll be happy. The kid's so scared of me. Call Rabbi Mendel. Anyway, so that's but Azador. Things like this can happen. Why are you a bach afraid? Maybe they're calling him in sugar. And then I said, another Zach. I said, and besides, there's plenty of crazy girls around. There's no problem. You might find some crazy girls. They're all over the place.
Whoever gets married
is a good. No Bachar were allowed to hear that. That was X-rated stuff. That getting married, you want to make trouble in your